All right, everybody. Welcome back to Heath Barton. This is a quick bonus episode that I wasn't planning on doing. Did not put one out Thursday like we usually do, or like I usually do, but we'll get back on our regular schedule. It is Autism Awareness Month, so my wife and I are going to do an episode about that sometime before Monday, and probably put it out Monday. But this is just a little bonus episode because I just got done watching the UConn-Iowa game in the women's Final Four NCAA basketball tournament. And I saw about the most, about one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my life in a close game. And to me, it was extremely, extremely transparent that they would make a horrible call like that against UConn. I don't have any notes or anything like that, so I'm just going to start yapping. Okay, so it was a great game. Thought the refs did fine. Thought they did a good job the whole game. Really didn't really lean one way or the other too much. Called it fine. And so UConn has the ball with 9 seconds left. They call a timeout. They're down one to Iowa. They come out and they call a moving screen on Aaliyah Edwards, and it was just complete trash. It's honestly one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, this is where a lot of people like myself included, I can't help it. It's just like, okay. All it does is kind of expose the whole agenda that we got to get Caitlin Clark to the championship game. Because that was just a unbelievably horrible call, and the ref should be ashamed of themselves. Whichever ref called it should be ashamed of him or herself. Sorry. But, because it was trash, just straight trash. And, it was almost like one of those where, well, it's not almost, it was just straight up like, okay, we got to get Iowa. We got to get Caitlin Clark to the championship game. So horrible call. Now, here are my thoughts on all this. All right. So, Caitlin Clark's a great player, amazing player. She's brought a lot of attention to women's college basketball. That's great. But I also think that she's great, and this thing just kept on building in the NIL thing. So now you see her on commercials, and you see, and she's everywhere. She's everywhere. So they're pushing her to the championship game. Dude, they're doing all they can to get her there. And it worked because they're there. Now, I like her fine. But let's see. There have been games where she complains a lot, palms up, things like that. And that's not a good look for her. She didn't do it much tonight. So I think somebody probably got in her ear like, hey, you know, you've got an image. And we got NIL money and we got this and we got that and all this other kind of crap. So she's slowing down with all that. But here's how, whenever I first realized, oh shit, they're just going to make sure she makes it. They're not going to let Iowa get beat. Sorry for my language. If you go back to the second round game against West Virginia, I was watching that and it was a very close game. I was up 2 at half. West Virginia, it was right there, neck and neck, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But every so often it was just like, oh, okay. They're not going to let West Virginia win, period. And when that game was over, it ended up being a 10-point game, but it was much, much closer than that. And the free throws, Iowa shot 30, West Virginia shot 5. Iowa shot 30 free throws in that game. West Virginia shot 5. So, yeah. I think the fouls were 27 to 11. 27 fouls called on West Virginia. 11 total in an entire 40-minute game called against Iowa. 30 free throws for Iowa, 5 for West Virginia. So that should give you your first hit right there. We are not going to let Iowa get beat in the second round at home to West Virginia. Who does West Virginia have? West Virginia doesn't have any players that are on commercials. So that's when I kind of thought, oh, okay. Women's, they shouldn't be that desperate to build up their game, like their sport. It's fine. I mean, there's so many great players out there, and it just totally screws over these girls like West Virginia, UConn. It's not even Gino Auriemma can hang with this crap. Like, he's getting screwed out of this. And he is in my opinion, he's on the Mount Rushmore of all-time coaches. Every sport, like any sport, men's, women's, whatever, he's on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, he is Gino Auriemma. UConn is the... Dang it, I should have looked this up before. I came out here kind of in a hurry, but I don't know how many national championships Gino has, but I think it's double figures at UConn. They have been like the dominant program in college, women's college basketball for the last quarter century, and just dominant. And even he gets screwed tonight. Unbelievable. Gino cannot hang with Caitlin Clark, apparently. So, that's frustrating. But like I said, West Virginia, like, you know, all those girls work their butts off all year, coaching staff, whatever, to get to a point, and they just get it taken away from them. And same thing, like tonight it was like the game was called well, but it got down to one. And man, I tell you what, Gino, I bet you he's wishing he wouldn't have called that timeout, because it's almost like when they called that timeout, those refs got together, like, okay, we're calling a moving screen on somebody. We're calling something. We're not going to let him get a shot off because Iowa's got to win. And that's what happened. So, it's just frustrating. Like, yeah, we all get it. But here's what people also need to understand. To me, because I always liked Caitlin Clark fine, then I saw her start doing all her palms up nonsense, and I thought, and then the more you see, it's not just her. It's like she's becoming, whether it's intentional or not, more unlikable, because although she has got brought all these new eyeballs to this year to women's basketball, and that's great. It's building the sport. Like I said, I thought it was fine before all this, but it's building the sport, things like that. But they're unintentionally turning her into a villain, because you see her face everywhere and this and that, and then you see her complaining in a game when they shoot 30 free throws and the other team shoots 5, and you see her complaining in a game like that. And then, like, tonight, like, it's like it's obvious that they're going to do whatever they can to get her to the championship game. So then you feel like, well, you know, then you just look at her in a totally different light. Like, okay, did you earn it? Should you be there? No, I mean, not necessarily. So what they're doing is making her less likable, much less likable, by talking about her all the time. And she's on all the commercials. And like I said, she complains. The refs are screwing over other teams to make sure her and Iowa gets the championship, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's not a good, it's turned out to not be a good look. So I have watched these games, but complete honesty, it's not really to watch her play. I'm watching, like, hoping Iowa would get their butts kicked, because I just feel like it's human nature to, when you see a team getting screwed over, you want the team that's getting screwed over to overcome and win the game. And that's what's been happening, I feel like, a lot with Iowa. So they're the team that's getting all the calls, so you want them to go down. But again, they're not going to let that happen, because it's all about money and it's all about ratings and all that good stuff. And if it was UConn and South Carolina, the ratings would be about probably cut in half for what it's going to be, just with Iowa in it. So that's just, it's sad but true. But I'll be, I don't know if I'll watch or not, but if I do watch, I'll be watching hoping that Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks put their hammer on Iowa, because it's ridiculous, you know? And in UConn, I mean, they play, it's not right. I mean, they played so hard, they played their butts off, they came back and had a chance to win the game right there and just had it taken away from them by somebody that blew a whistle. You know, it's just ridiculous. So, again, it's about money, it's about ratings, things like that. Is Iowa good enough to make it to the national championship game? Of course they are. But would they have made it without some help? I don't know. Probably not, in my opinion. So, again, hell, I don't think they would have made it past the second round, because I was watching that game, and West Virginia played their butts off, but they just wouldn't let them get there. The refs wouldn't let them get there. It's just, it wasn't going to happen, no matter what. It wasn't going to happen. And that's frustrating as a fan, and as somebody who wants to think that I mean, I get little conspiracy theories in my head sometimes, but I want things to be on the up and up and be real and things like that. But it's hard to think like that when you see officiating like that sometimes. And anything I'm out here griping about anytime, again, I feel like 90% of things are good and go about things the right way, whether it's people, whether it's, you know, whatever. But just anything in general. But 90% of refs, ooh, I don't know. I think that at the college level, you know, majority of them are good and fine and try to make the right call. I really hope. But with this whole deal, it's pretty obvious that it's like, you know, I feel like the more we look at this world, the more we're finding out about weird, shady stuff going on, whether it's things that Cat Williams has spoken about, whatever. There's this whole shady thing, politics, fame, money, blah, 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 blah. It's all just like a lot of corruption and frustrating that people are like that, you know. And when it's something like this, don't underestimate shady, corrupt stuff like that that involves money. The better your ratings are, the more money you get, it's power. It's us, it's this and that, whatever. And Caitlin Clark drives ratings and things like that. So what do you know? She's in the national championship game. Who'd have thunk it? But it's not her fault. You know, it's not her fault. It's just, the only thing that I honestly think is her fault is just when I see her complaining on the court and stuff like that, acting like kind of a brat. And she's not the only person that does that. Coleman Hawkins, but, you know, I'm just saying that part of it I don't like. But she has brought a lot of attention to women's basketball in general. And, but I feel like it's almost like it's getting a little too much. And the fact that, you can't tell me, can you imagine if West Virginia would have won that game? And then like ratings going down. Refs, and hell, the refs may have been told that, like, don't let them get beat. Just make sure they don't get beat. And, I feel like tonight, man, UConn was down one with 9 seconds left. Gino calls a timeout. And if Gino just would have let that play out, the refs might not have had enough time to get their minds right, put their heads together and be like, okay, we got to make sure we call something on UConn. But he called the timeout and they had time to, you know, whatever. So, anywho, this is just a quick little commentary on that. Again, nothing against Caitlin Clark, nothing against any of this stuff, but it's just, I think that surely there's other people thinking the same thing as me, I would think, because that was just complete nonsense and very shady. Very, very shady. So, I'll put this out as a little bonus episode and probably won't put anything else out until Monday. And again, I think, my wife and I are going to come out here. It is Autism Awareness Month, and we deal with that on a daily basis. And so I think it might be one of those where I don't do a lot of talking. I think I will interview my wife, and she can talk about her experiences with it. Talk about my awesome stepsons, things like that. So that'll be a fun one, and we'll just kind of go from there. But, yeah. Anywho, sorry if you don't agree with everything I was saying, but man, I had to come out here and just vent a little bit. So, anywho, thank you for listening to this. I know it was quick, but thank you for listening. And I didn't clap. I made the noise this time. That's that.